welcome back to Freddie and AJ's podcast on ADHD. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having me on your podcast, Freds.
No, you're on it every day. It's Freddie and AJ, AJ.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We're co-hosts. Right, what are we talking about this week?
Oh, I forgot.
Stimming.
That stuff. Yeah, I said it right. Correct. Yeah, that's what I said.
Do you know what stimming is, Fred?
Absolutely no idea.
Stimming is like the repetitive action or motion or noise which helps you to feel calm. Lots of people with ADHD stim. Some people with ASD or ASC stim.
What's ASD?
It's autism spectrum disorder, but I think it's more commonly called autism spectrum condition now. And stimming is something that provides...
What's the other one? Like the calm. SDA or something like that?
Not sure. Do you mean ADHD?
No, the other one. There's three, wasn't there? Like
ASD or ASC?
ASC.
I think ASC is what people refer to now as the autism spectrum
condition.
Which is a much kinder way of describing it than disorder. Because there's lots of really cool things that come from neurodiversity, and that's kind of what this podcast is all about. Celebrating it, living with it, learning, thriving with it. And let's talk about stimming, because you learnt a special skill through stimming. It took me a while to realise that actually it was part of your calming.
What is the skill?
Beatboxing.
Would you like me to do some?
Go on.
Okay, fine. Meow.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So stimming, I mean, you got really good at stimming because whenever you were feeling a little bit fizzy because there was stuff going on, beatboxing gave you or gives
beatbox,
you
beatbox, beatbox, beatbox,
a kind of sense of control, doesn't
Boots
it?
Boots and Captain.
That's where we started, wasn't it? Boots and Cats. But it could also be hand flapping, finger flicking, rocking, jumping, spinning, twirling, head banging, all these kind of things. Help you to feel calm, help to give you a sense of control over the world around you. Freddie is just doing all the things that I just described, because that is part of ADHD. Is this sort of simulation of words. I can actually make Freddie feel cold if I talk about being really cold and being in the ice and not having your jumper on.
Where's my jumper?
And the wind blowing. You actually live that, don't you?
Yeah. I'm thinking of somewhere hot, so I'm actually roasting here. I wish I wore shorts.
And it's a really interesting thing that you can actually transport somebody somewhere by describing something really carefully.
I'm going to describe America and then she will teleport there.
Go on then.
Is that how it works?
It's more of a feeling.
Big country. I can't describe anymore.
That's okay.
France. You can ski there. It's fun. I went there with my school for a week. It was really fun. We did canoeing. Did archery. This was a really long time ago, so I can't. It's hard to remember. So that's what I'm saying a lot.
How did you feel when you were in France?
Oh, it was so fun. So fun.
What did you taste when you were in France?
Snails.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Garlic snails?
Mm-hmm.
It's escargot.
They taste so nice.
Did they? What did they taste like?
Like, some people just didn't try them because they didn't like it.
Kudos for trying.
I tried one.
Good job.
And then I had like 50 more.
Did you? You liked them?
Yeah.
Good.
There's someone in my class that is French, and she really likes snails.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, like ate like what, like 20 snails? Actually, no, like 4 or 5. Quite a lot of snails.
I've had them a few times. They just taste like garlic butter to me.
For me, they taste
yummy.
I like them.
Good.
You stick a stick into the shell, and then you have to pull it out. It's all so satisfying. But if it's the first time trying it, just don't look at it.
Oh, right. Good advice.
Just don't look at it. Just put it in your mouth. And don't take a living snail out of its shell. That will not taste nice.
Do you think there's a particular type of snail that they eat? It's not just like common or garden snails.
No, it's like
some kind of special variety of snail, I imagine. Because they're quite big, aren't they, with big white shells?
Yeah, and they're like really colourful shells. I asked if I could keep my shells, I couldn't.
Oh, no, they kept them, did they?
Yeah.
Shame.
No, it's because they put like a something inside the shell.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Yeah, there was like something inside the shell.
Like a serving shell?
Yeah, I think it was like something. I think that's what they said. It's something like a serving shell or something.
You like trying new foods, don't you?
Uh-huh. But they did have the real shells, and I did get one of the real shells.
Did you?
They cleaned it, of course.
That's nice. Can you think of any other stimming type things that you've ever enjoyed doing? I mean, you are tapping yourself on the head right now. And I don't know if that's just because we're talking about it. Example, at night, you're quite sensory, aren't you? You like your heavy-weighted blanket over you.
Yep.
What is it about the heavy-weighted blanket?
It's heavy-weighted. And, like, when you're sleeping, yeah, you can, like, there's, like, sand grains in, like, the, so it's, like, cut into, like, you're, like, four, like squares, yeah. And, like, you can, at night, if you're, like, bored, you can just, like, rub your hands either side. So you put your hand either side of the blanket, then just rub, and it feels so nice.
Oh, nice. So that's a form of stimming.
If you get, like, lots of, like, little balls, then just rub your hands together, it feels a bit like that.
You're getting, like, a sensation from the blanket. Mm-hmm. And the weight of it, you once told me it feels a bit like having a hug.
It does, actually, quite a lot, like a hug.
Do you like hugs, Fred?
I love them.
Me too. I've always loved hugs. There's something nice and warm and squishy about a hug that feels good, isn't there?
Squishy? Not so much. Warm, toasty, squishy. Yeah, that's mostly it of a hug.
Everyone hugs you at school, don't they? I always laugh because everyone's
the biggest.
Running up to Big Fred for a hug, and you've got your big long arms, and you wrap them up in a big hug.
Well, there are two boys in particular which mostly do it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Three if you count one of their brothers.
That's nice. Cool. So I think we've kind of covered stimming and we've kind of covered why your body likes to move and do some stuff.
And I like to hug myself.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
It's good to be able to hug yourself, isn't it? In case there's no one around to give you a hug or you're in the middle of an exam and you're not allowed to get a hug. To be able to give yourself a hug is quite a useful technique.
You'd just be like thinking there, just giving yourself a hug.
Yeah.
Fact, if you have ADHD, give yourself a hug whilst you're thinking. It helps a lot.
Oh, that's a good tip. I didn't know that.
I did.
Hmm.
I found it out myself.
Did you? You discovered it yourself. That's mm-hmm. awesome. Cool. Well, on that top tip.
As in, I was like trying different methods of how to think better, and I just tried hugging myself.
Oh, what else have you got?
Oh, that's all I got. I did like three different things. The last one was hugging myself.
You used to do hand breathing as well, didn't you? Where you breathe in down one side of the thumb and you breathe out up one side of your first finger and breathe in on the other way down and out on the way up and in on the way down. Freddie's just taking off his shoes and his socks now. Why have you taken off your shoes and your socks, Fred?
It's really warm in here.
Okay, that's a good reason.
Also, there's a carpet, so it feels nice.
That's also a good reason.
I'm stretching my legs right now, so I'm walking around.
I think if Freddie had his way, he would actually not wear shoes or socks pretty much any other time.
I'd wear Crocs.
Would you? I like that. Cool. Well, I think we have finished the session on stimming, so I'm going to say goodbye and thank you very much for listening this week. And Freddie's going to play with the buttons and we'll see you again next week.
Bye. 3, 2, 1.